Blog Talk Radio.
And happy Thursday to you. Good morning and welcome. This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I am so excited to welcome you to our team call. Welcome. This is our Jet Set 60-day Blitz call. You have called us with only 4 days left of our Blitz. We are blitzing all the way to our Harvest is Plenty cruise, which we're going to be in the next level in just 4 days. We're really, really excited, but I want to go ahead and quickly go through some of our announcements before we get started. The YTB convention is coming up in August of this year. Make sure that you're registered and make sure that your team is registered. Make sure that they're registered today because next week the price goes up on July 1st. So encourage all of your teams to go ahead and get pre-registered as soon as they can. Also, encourage everyone to register early for the YTB University classes. Those classes are always just so much fun and so enlightening. We want to encourage everyone to not, you know, after you get there, you get so excited you want to go to them all, but you have to pre-register. That's the thing. So just make sure your team is aware that you've got to be pre-registered for these classes, and please go ahead and do that as soon as possible. Make sure that tonight you'll want to have a couple of new people who have not heard about YTD before, have them on this line tonight. There'll be a great business presentation done by our director, Carone March, and Alton Patterson out of South Florida. So you'll want to make sure and have at least two friends, new friends, on the call tonight. Now, tonight, the call is going to happen at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, okay, on this very same number. So have a couple of friends that you can share the business with. Now, remember, we've got a Jet Set 24-hour hotline. That's a tool that's designed to help your business grow, and we know that it's really going to be in effect next week while many of us are cruising. Now, let's make sure that you and your team have the number. The number is 512-404-1250. If you have not heard the call yet, after this call, you'll want to hang up and listen, to steps 1 through 4, so that way you hear the full full system, okay, and encourage your team, once again, to start using that this week and start learning and practicing this week so that next week while you're out on the cruise, they'll know exactly what to do, and we all can just keep on still earning while people are still here working. And as we said, next week, while people are still here, because not every single body on the line is going on the cruise, hey, we are going to keep this call going. We're going to have the best of. Yeah, we've got the best of lined up for next week. So if you're not going on the cruise, still get up and still listen. You know we've got the best of, and you know we've got some really good stuff. So we're going to have the best of all next week. So go ahead and tune in at your regular time, and we'll still go ahead and get your daily dose, your daily inspiration. And like we said, can you imagine that we are going to do this call on the ship? We're going to just like do it with microphones, just live, kind of like a morning blitz show. We're going to do that live in a ship. Now, that's going to take place on Wednesday, and I'm telling you guys now because it is early, and, you know, you guys are going to get up with me, right? Because we're like at 7:45, I'm going to start, you know, doing my good mornings and, you know, tell me where your name and where you live, and you can kind of get on the mic and, you know, do your shout-out. So, you know, I don't want to be the only one up at 7:45, so you guys are going to get up with me, right? We're going to have a good time. That's going to take place on Wednesday. Okay, so just to kind of let you know ahead of time, we're going to do that call live and in person. Okay, with the fun pass, many of you should, everybody by now, should have received their travel booking number so that you can now go onto carnival.com and click on My Cruise, and then click on Fun Pass. You'll complete all of the information for all of the parties in your group, and then at the end, you will print your fun path, and that's how you know you are complete. If you have not, or any of your pastors have not received their travel booking number, Eva says to go ahead and email her because they've all been assigned. So email her and she will shoot you right back with a travel booking number. Email her, make sure you give the proper passenger name. You may have to give their birth date. And she will shoot you right back with what a travel booking number is. So everyone should have their travel booking number today. And at the very latest, you can go ahead and start, have everyone complete their fun pass. Remember, that's so important in the organization of the whole thing and making everything go smooth next Monday. Okay, so just make sure that everyone, checks and make sure that you've got your fun pass. I'm going to give you Eva's email. Her email is Eva, E as in Edward, V as in Victory, A as in Apple, at ytb.com. Okay? Eva at ytb.com. And she says you can go ahead and you can give her a call as well. You can call the regular corporate office, 618-655-9477, and ask for Eva Jones in the travel department and, you know, specifically request. You've got questions regarding the number one cruise with Coach Tomer on June 30th, 2008. And that you're looking for your travel booking number, okay? And you can also, like I said, email her as well because we want to make sure everyone has their travel booking number by the end of this day and that you're able to go on and print your fun pass. That's so very important. Also, I just want to let you know that when you get on the ship on Monday, everyone's going towards the karaoke room. We'll meet you in the karaoke room. We'll have lots of people and greeters there and signs there along the way to let people know when you get on board to go towards the karaoke room where we'll have for you a lanyard, a name tag, but also an itinerary so you'll know when and where everything is for the entire ship, for the entire cruise, all of the events, okay? So just FYI, let your team know as well and all your pastors, they can get a lanyard too. So go ahead, when they get aboard, just go ahead and go towards the karaoke room. We'll find a map on the ship and go towards the karaoke room so that we can kind of register, give you your lanyard, give you your itinerary, and then we'll see you at all the fun events. Now, as we mentioned, there's some couple things going on. One's going on tomorrow night. James and I are going to be at Superstar Circle of Champions. They have a convention, that's T.V. Wilson and Steve Branch, tomorrow in Richmond, Virginia. So if you're going to be in the Virginia area, we surely look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Now, that I believe their program starts about 6 or 7 p.m., but you can go to your website on the home page and click on Fast Start Meetings, and you can get the entire information for tomorrow night. That's going to be in Richmond, Virginia. That's going to be exciting. And remember, after the cruise, anybody that's in the Florida area, South Florida area, we want to make sure and plan ahead so that Monday after the cruise, that's Monday, July 7th, we're going to be in West Palm. We're going to have a Fast Start meeting in West Palm Beach, Florida, at the Crown Plaza. Here, let me give you that exact address, which is 1601 Belvedere Road, and that's in West Palm, Florida. That's Monday, July 7th. Then on Tuesday, July 8th, Coach Tomer's going to stay with us, and we're going to have another meeting there in the Fort Lauderdale area. This time on Tuesday, July 8th, we're going to be at the Faith Center. The exact address is 5555 Northwest 95th Avenue. That's in Sunrise, Florida. That's going to be Tuesday after the cruise. Both of those meetings are going to start about 7 p.m., and I believe there's probably a charge to get into the meeting as well, so, you know, like our normal charge. So just be aware of that as well. You should also find this information on your website as well, going to your home page and clicking on the Fast Start Meetings. But I just want to make sure you're aware that that's where we're going to be. I look forward to seeing so many of you on the cruise in just a couple of days. And please make sure and say hello. But for right now, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our leader, okay? As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his income is more than $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is just how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Hey, let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcy, and good morning to all of you. Good morning, Power Team leaders. Good morning to all of the $10,000 Dream Bonus earners, the President's Club ring wearers, the directors, the Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. Let me tell you, it is a real pleasure to speak to such champions on mine. I just want everyone to know that I have visited with all of the Jet Set directors, and they're all pulling their power teams close, their personally sponsored people close, the real people that have shown leadership on their teams close, and they'll be doing their own mentoring sessions and really charging straight to the next level with their power team people in tow and just bringing everyone with them. And I'm so excited about that because of all the new training things that we've got coming out. Folks, we're going to discontinue the Monday leadership call. Now, that was the conference call that we do, the team building call by Craig Sweet and Roland Tours. That will continue on Monday at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. But right after that has been a leadership call, and we're going to discontinue that leadership call. So I just want to make sure that everybody kind of knows about that. You know, I am still tingling, ladies and gentlemen, from that conference call, Blitz call yesterday morning with Rick. Rick is what a powerful champion Rick is. You can just feel his passion coming through the phone. You know, we asked him what was his day like, and he started off by talking about going to McDonald's every morning in McDonald's looking for somebody, looking for him. And then just taking that person and passing out and talking to 20, 25 people a day and then seeing who they know right away, who they know right away they would like to earn some more money, like to have increase for their family. Who do they know right away? And running with them because one person leads you to another person. He's really just following his passion for helping people. What are you passionate about? I mean, when I first joined YTB, Marcia and I, one of our greatest joys in life is building the kingdom. So we were very passionate about sharing our business with pastors in particular. You know, that passion, maybe you're passionate about helping school teachers who are underpaid for the important job that they do. Maybe you're passionate about helping restaurant managers that work so hard and tireless hours, making sure things are right, but they have a capacity to serve people and they're in the people business. Maybe you're passionate about helping people in the real estate industry who are all money motivated. There are lots of other contacts there. You know, folks, every school teacher knows 10 school teachers. Every pastor knows 10 pastors. Every real estate person knows 10 other people in real estate. You see, each and every one of us have a warm market. I just want you to know that you have to dig for gold. You have to be willing to dig for that gold. What I mean by that is, think about this, folks. Everybody you talk to, just the fact is, everybody you talk to, everybody you share this business with won't necessarily be a stud or studette. But one thing they will, 100% certainty, is they know a Rick Ricketts. They know a Roland Maturis. They know a Craig Sweet. They know a Dean Coffin. They know a Chris Cavendish. See, folks, everybody knows a stud, and it's up to us to dig for gold, hop into the warm market right away. Can you start introducing me to some people that you know? Who do you know right now that's a real go-getter? Who do you know right now that's a self-starter, already successful, works real hard for their family? Who do you know that's real family-oriented? Who do you know that's business-minded, would recognize a good business if they've seen it? Who do you know that's better than their current circumstances right now? Maybe they were successful before, they just went through a divorce, putting their life back together. Maybe they've experienced a death, or maybe they've experienced a layoff. Who do you know that's better than their current circumstances? You see, folks, these are questions that you find out on how to dig for gold, how to get into their warm market right away. Who do you know that's not happy with the economy right now? That's everybody. But who do you know? See, that's such an important thing, folks. Let's make sure that we're digging for gold. And just remember, if you're relatively new, that you just can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You can't say the right thing to the wrong person. So what we're doing is looking for more and more people to share our business with. You heard Rick say 20 to 25 a day, 20 to 25 a day. He'll get one or two that call him back, and he runs with them because, see, one person leads you to the next person. But I want you to make sure that you are picturing your success, that you're seeing yourself walk across that stage and receive that $10,000 bonus. You're seeing yourself paying off your debt. Picture your success. Spend some time with the vision that's been planted within you of how you want things to be. Dig for gold, ladies and gentlemen. Picture your success. Surround yourself with like-minded, positive people. Surround yourself with people that are telling you you can do it, to go for it, not folks that say, ah, we'll see how that turns out. That ain't, no, you don't want to be around those kind. Surround yourself with the right kind of people. Picture your success. Dig for gold, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, follow your passion. I want to pause for a moment, if I could, ladies and gentlemen, and bring on my hero, my partner in success, everybody's hero, not just mine, ladies and gentlemen. He is a wearer of multiple President's Club rings, indicating his income is between $500,000 and $1 million in a 12-month period. Ladies and gentlemen, his heart is huge. He's a cape-wearing crusader. Please help me welcome to the line none other than third-level director, Mr. Roland Atours. Good morning, Roland!
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, a case swayed, crusader, James. I'll tell you what, James, I was looking around, and James, I finally found my cape, James. Wow, man, it's so bad, man. I went to Kmart, I went to Walmart, I went to the dollar store, and my dad said, man, Roland, you're frustrated by the cape, man. Well, let me take you to the backyard, and James, my dad went to the backyard, and he was digging. Said, I never, ever told anyone about this, but I'm going to give you what from generations and generations and generations. James, when he dig, it was a bag, and it had a cape, James. And he started giving me the history where this cape came from. And I think he mentioned Detroit, James. He's probably from Detroit. So, man, James, this cape is awesome, man. I have this cape, man, and I'm just ready. I'm ready
wow.
to be on that cruise, man. How you doing, good looking?
Boy, now you've had a cape that's been passed down from generation to generation. You truly are the cape crusader. I wonder, is it going to take 40 or 45 or 50 semis to bring that cape in to the ship there? Are you going to just be able to bring it in yourself? I really don't know. But make sure that if you're listening to this call and you're going to be on that ship, make sure that you've got your white outfit picked out. And maybe you want to be like Marcia and have more than one outfit. Maybe you want to, you know, the two of you all together. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of awards for best dress. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of awards for most fly. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of awards for they didn't quite hit it in fashion. No, I don't know what's going to be there, but I know everyone needs to be in their white. You know, Roland, I'm just so excited about what's going to happen next week on this same call. Listen to this. We've got the best of the Jet Set Blitz calls coming up, and we've designed these calls so they will really give you nuts and bolts about what to do and how to build. You know, we have put together a committee of Big Money Mathis to select which of these calls will be, and after hours of listening and sorting through, we have come up with this, ladies and gentlemen. The Monday call will be about objection handling, part one. The Tuesday call will be about objection handling, part two. Now, objection handling, remember, everybody that you present to, they're going to give you some sort of objection if they don't sign up right away. So what you want to make sure that you are prepared for those objections when you get the Wednesday call will be about closing techniques, helping people come to a decision quickly. That's going to feature Carone March and Dean Coffin, superstar Jet Set directors. Ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday is closing techniques. Thursday, you'll get a chance to hear some real role-playing using these objection handling techniques, using edification, using closing techniques. You're going to hear part one on Thursday of that role-play and part two on Friday of different role-plays, different scenarios. Folks, we tried to put this together so the learning won't stop. The information won't stop because the charging toward the next level doesn't stop. The sharing the business doesn't stop. The following your passion doesn't stop. See, if you stop your business and you stop doing it, well, guess what? The mortgage payment, it ain't going to stop. And the food bill and the electric bill and the child support and all that don't stop. So we don't want to stop our business. We want to keep it going. People ask me every once in a while, Roland, how much money did you make your very first month? And I tell them how much I received for the first month. But the truth of the matter is, Roland, we're still getting paid for what we did that very first month. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that every little effort that you do every little day, it does add up. See, that what you're doing today is going to pay off 6 months from now. It's going to pay off a year from now, a year and a half from now. So let's make sure that we're spending quality time in our business each and every day, that we're piquing someone's interest, digging back into our warm market. Ladies and gentlemen, these principles I'm telling you are just so important. Surround yourself with the right kind of people. Roland, I just want to pause for a moment and just say that I'm really, really looking forward to hearing the instruction, the intense training and coaching that the Jet Set Directors are going to be giving out at the Jet Set Director Academy on the Harvest is Plenty cruise. You know, some of the people you're going to be hearing from are the powerful Kimberly Perry, brand new directors, Garland and Marsha Webb, Miss Corone Marsh. You're going to hear from the incredible Rachel Moore, the unbelievable Joanna Moore. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing you the best of the best on this ship. We're going to hear from Dean and Cindy Coffin, David and Sherry Ogg, Rolanda White, the incredible Craig Sweet, the unbelievable Carl Malik, Graham Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, we are truly bringing you the best of the best, people who have done it. I'm just excited about that, Roland, that we're going to have those superstars training right there on the ship. I'm excited to hear what they're going to say, and I'll be sitting in the front row with my pen and my paper and just ready, and I just hope that so many people are able to make it there to hear what these powerful, powerful leaders have to say, Roland.
James, I'm excited just as well, James. You said something about earlier that just touched me. You know, it's really not about us, James. It's about digging for gold. And when I think about you, James, and people just see how successful we are, they see me, oh, man, Roland, you guys. But it's really not about us, James. We just kept digging for gold. We just kept digging for gold, and we found somebody. You see the success that we had, but it wasn't us. You know, I found the Star Team, and the Star Team went and they ran, and the Star Team found a few leaders, and they went and ran. You know, I told my sister about it, and she went and ran, and she found some leaders, you know, and then, you know, I told Susanna Fernandez, and, you know, she went and found some leaders. You know, Jake, it's really not about us, but it's for somebody who knows somebody that knows somebody, and sometimes we take the focus off of us. Take the focus off of us and put it on people. And who can we help today? Who can we find today? Who do we know that needs to change their life? Who is it? And take the focus off of us, because we can't do it. And James, we didn't do it. All we did was got it started. And you're right, James. These directives, the Jet Set captains, man, that made it happen, man. It's because of them that we are here, James. It's because of the people that just started their power team that we are here, James. And you never know who that person's going to be, James. I have so many people that I flew the red carpet that I just knew was going to be a stud. Man, I worked on them all day. I worked on them. I called them. Man, oh, man, I got my stud. I got my big one. And, James, to this day, that person still doesn't know how. They doesn't have one person on his team. To this day, I have several people that are just sitting there, just, you know, yeah, just shooting the breeze. You know why, James? Because their resume is already full. But it was that person that I least expected that took it and ran with it, James. So you never know. We just take the focus of ourselves. You never know who's God's going to lead us to, James.
You know, really, I hear you talk about how you found the Star Team and how you found Rachel Moore, Joanna Moore, Arthur Gatlin, and how you found your sister who found Cheryl and Vaughn McCullough, who found Martian Garland Webb, who found Tia, who found Noah. We could go on and on, but Roland, nobody ever talks about the people that we talked to, the 10 other folks we talked to before we got to Rachel. Nobody ever talks about the people that we talked to that we called and it was the wrong number, or we called and they never called us back, or we called and they didn't look at the magazine. Well, Roland, it's all of those successes. Think about this, Roland. You know, think about what it was finding Arthur Gatlin and the amount of income that one gentleman, that one pastor has brought to you, Roland. Think about that, Roland. Think about all of that. If that day you talked to 10 people and Arthur Gatlin was the one that came aboard, so how much money did you make that day? It wasn't the $50 when he signed up, and it wasn't the $100 because he was in your power team, but look at the income he's brought. So if you take that 10 and average in Arthur, really, you get paid for everybody you talk to if you just know how to look at it. Boy, folks, let me ask you something. If you knew for a fact that if you just talked to 200 people for between now and the rest of the year, that you'd be a director averaging $26,000 a month, if you knew that for a fact, you just took talking and meeting 200 people to get there, how long would it take you to do the 200? Could you do it in a month? Could you do it in 2 months? Would it take you 5 years to get to the 200? See, it, folks, we can get there with any pace that we want, Roland, any pace. I've got to pick some time in this call, Roland, to just pause and thank some of the people who are working behind the scenes. Nobody ever sees Cammie Martin and what she's doing and putting this cruise together, but I want to thank her. Nobody sees Sonia Big Money Mathis and all that she does, but I want to thank her. Nobody sees Julie and Dwight Wiggs and what they're doing. Nobody sees it, Roland, but I've just got to thank everybody that's volunteered to help, everybody that wants to come on early and help. I just can't thank you enough for all that you do. And, Roland, you and I are MVPs. We're just the most visible players, that's all, the most visible players. But there are other people behind the scenes that really make, and you're right, Roland, they just make us look good for what they do. So that's why we get up so early in the morning. That's why we're tired sometimes, but it doesn't matter because our passion, Roland, our passion, our unbelievable hearts to give back because people have given so much to us. How can we not continue to give back? Roland, I'm just so excited because there'll be a dedicated television station on the ship that'll be showing some special things that we've put together for people to see while they're on the ship. You know, some of the company things and the promotion for the cruise. We've got a presentation training DVD and just all sorts of things, Roland. I'm just so excited about that. I'm excited about the lineup that we have coming up next week so people can continue to grow, Roland, continue to stretch their dreams and their visions. I'm just excited about so many different things right now, folks. I'm just in a state of excitement. I could just break dance right now. But you know what? Let me tell you, Roland, it's just important for everyone to know that somewhere, somebody today is waiting on you to talk to them. Somebody can't wait to take a look at that 20-minute overview. And just think about the people that you know. If you just called them up and told them where your heart was, and that you're looking for somebody that wants to take a 20-minute look to see if they like what they see, and if so, they can make more money and have free insurance. Would you mind taking 20 minutes to just see what they're... People will take a look, Roland. People are searching for answers, and you always know how it goes, Roland. The more we talk to, the more that look. The more that look, the more that like it. The more that like it, the more that join. The more that join, man, now we're blitzing straight to the convention, straight to the next level. I just want you to know this call will not stop. If your dreams continue to grow, this call will continue to go on. So, Roland, I'm excited about where we're going as a team. I'm excited about what God is putting together. And just think, Roland, this cruise, the grand voyage that it is, started out as a thought, sitting on my couch, getting up in the morning, and thinking and doing that thinking and picturing my success and picturing what if this prayer breakfast was a cruise, just what if. And I started thinking to myself, Roland, I wonder if I could get any pastors to go. If I put together a prayer breakfast on a cruise, I wonder if I, and look what God has done, more than 500 pastors on this cruise. Man, this is a special time. Roland, I'm going to be there ringside just to see what God is going to do, not what you're going to do, not what coach, but what God is going to do on this cruise. And can you imagine stepping off of that ship and coming right to that Fast Start program there? I'm so glad you put that together, Roland. It just shows the vision that you have for helping this team grow. Well, man, I've done a lot of talking, given a lot of information on this call. Remember, if you haven't got your booking number yet, call email Eva@YTB.com, and she'll kick it right back to you and get your white together, get your tie, get your suntan oil, get your sunglasses, get your camera, take that picture of that cape, and just get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because the harvest is plenty. Abundance is your birthright, and greatness is your destiny. Roland, I'm going to turn the call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning. Boy, oh, boy, I just can't wait. The Cape Crusader is in the house. Take it away, Roland.
James, I would love to take it away, James. And just to let you know, that last time we were on the cruise and, you know, you guys were doing that step dance and I was bumping into everybody. And I'm like, wow, man, what? I had two left legs, you know. I was like, man, what's going on? You know, I saw a Marsha at Garland Webb breaking it down, and Garland had his cornbread and just going through the steps, you know. I said, man, I'm not going to be bumping into people. So, James, I got the number one stepper in Miami, you know, Mr. Bernard. He's coming down to my meeting tonight. and he's going to show me how to step. So anybody want to learn how to step on his crew, you're going to have a jet set show, and he's going to show me what to do, James. But I think about it, James, how you mentioned the cruise and how it was just a vision, James, that you had, and then God just took over, you know, and brought it to reality because, James, you let go. You didn't hold on to it and say, no, I just wanted to be this cruise. I'm going to hold on real tight. But you let go, James. This just made me think about this mountain climber. This is a mountain climber. He was so excited about climbing mountains, and the next day he had this huge mountain before him that he wanted to climb. So the morning came up, he woke up real early, and he was in front of his mountain. He's like, wow, man, he was so excited. So so each step that he took up, he got extremely excited about getting to the top of this mountain. He looked for the perfect groove on the mountain, took the next step. He climbed for hours and hours, and he was almost at the top at this mountain, and then a snowstorm started to come, and he decided, man, I'm going to continue. I'm almost to the top. So he kept taking step by step, and the next step he took was a bad one, and he lost his balance, and he started to fall. You know, he cried out, God, help me. And as soon as he said that, a branch caught the strap of his backpack, and he was hanging by the strap of his backpack, so he grabbed onto this branch, and he held on real tight. So he held on to this tight, to this branch, and he held on for dear life. Then once again, he said, God, help me. Next thing you know, he heard a voice say, do you trust me? And he said, yes, I do. The voice said, then let go. Again, he said, God, help me. Then he heard the voice, do you trust me? Yes, I do. Then I need you to let go. And again, he said again, oh, man, God, help me. The voice said, then let go. Then a snowstorm came, and he just held on tight, and he just stayed there. The voice once again said, let go. And he just stayed there. So his grip got tighter and tighter and tighter, and he never let go. The next day, a group of mountain climbers came, and they found him holding on to that branch, frozen to death, and covered with ice. And they didn't understand why that was so, because when they looked at the man, he was only 2 feet from the ground. All he had to do was let go. I'm telling you right now, this business, I don't know where you are in your business, but all you got to do is let go and let God. You never know how close you are to your breakthrough. Let go and let God. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Tourist, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. All the steppers, if you want to learn how to step, come to my meeting tonight, and Mr. Bernard is going to show you how to step. Be blessed. See you on the call tomorrow.
Peace and blessings. Hey, great call. Now I see why Roland the Tourist, when James said he met him, Roland was on full-time ministry. He just gave us a classic story in reference to faith. I remember that from that particular story, you know, from when I worked in seminary school. And, you know, it just, you know, I'm listening and I'm saying, okay, you know, hey. But what he's saying, you know, is so true in terms of, you know, again, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen, and that, you know, we need to have faith in what we're doing. And I mean, they covered a lot of important stuff this morning, but I really like the way Roland closed the call out, touching me a certain kind of way based on my background. Monty and Pam, you there?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good to have you all on the call this morning as we do our quick morning critique of the call. And let y'all go ahead and share y'all comments and concerns and views.
All right, Pam.
All right. Well, I like that let go and let God, because I still let go. I let go yesterday, and I got terminated from my job, so I feel good about it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And I'm laughing. They're like, what's wrong with y'all? I don't know, but I'm happy. And I did get a chance to get online and fill out a few applications, like hotel, and I got the Enterprise, and there's another hotel down over here. Because I feel like since I'm in the travel industry, I might as well be around some people that travel. So the hotels, they travel and they rent cars. And so I feel like I'm in that environment that it can help me a little more dealing with people that want to go somewhere. So I think that was a good step for me yesterday, even though I got terminated, it still was okay. And excuse me, got a little sinus going. I had got this Jehovah Jireh gold little band that I've been wearing. This is my third day to wear it. Well, I got it washed, so I've been keeping it close to my body. But anyway, I've been meeting a lot of interesting people. Yesterday, I met this white lady told me that I should be on Broadway, and she saw some good things in me or something. She just saw a light in me or something, she told me. That was the first thing. The second person, the second thing happened, I got fired, and then someone kept saying, go across the street to the hotel. And I said, okay, and I went across the street, and then I got the application, and they were trying to hire me for something that I didn't want to be. And anyway, I met this other girl. She took me to the career center where I could get on. I know. It's over.
I'm here.
I think it's good that...
Hello?
Satawi.
Yeah.
I think it's good that she's positioning herself.
I didn't hear you.
I think it's good that she's positioning herself to be around people that are traveling, you know, around, like in the hotel industry and whatnot.
Right, okay.
She's not, you know, she doesn't really know anybody in Memphis, being from Chicago. So I think she's putting herself right in the middle of something where she could meet people from all walks of life and people that are traveling and going through Memphis and whatnot, and she can share a message with them. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds really, you know, really good. You know, we got to be here to help her as she goes through this transition to get the most out of what she's transitioning and processing. So that, you know, she can enjoy life with dignity, pride, and honor. I mean, it's the same that all of us want to be able to do. So, you know, hopefully she'll be able to click back in and so bring her back up. Based on the call, what did you get out of the call this morning?
Well, as always, you're always enlightened about something or many things when you listen to the call. And just from a standpoint of just keeping a positive attitude and getting out there and meeting people, I think is so important. I mean, if we're in the people business, relationship marketing, then it just makes sense to keep your mind free and clear and positive and get out and share your message with people, and that's what they talk about, and I think it's just great, Satawi.
Right. And you know, as they were sharing, some of the key points I got was when he said that, yes, Roland was 10 people that he met with on the time when he met this one particular person, that through that one person is basically how he ended up building his organization. But that one person was in his power team.
And you know what? That's why the power team is so powerful, because once you reach your power team, and as you continue to build, I mean, when you run into people like, obviously, like a Roland, a tourist, you know, think it gets really exciting then. I mean, it really becomes unlimited at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can grow, you know, you get to your power team and you meet a couple of people like a Roland, a tourist, and the next thing you know is that your organization, your distribution network has compounded so many times over, and that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, and the other point that James made when he said that you need to talk to 200 people and you can get the director, to know, you know, how long you want to take to do that, 6 months, 3 months, 3 weeks, 2 years, 5 years. But, you know, the thing, again, is just sharing is, we know and understand it's crunching the numbers and just doing what needs to be done. As he said, if you talk to 200 people, out of 200 people, if you get 200 people that take a serious look at the presentation, you will get enough activity from that to take you into directing. Now, that 200 people, that might only be 8 people
yeah.
that decide to do something. We're thinking it's the whole 200. You just said that you got to go through the numbers, you know what I mean? Roland had to go through 9 people that did nothing to get one person that did something. And sometimes it's hard for us to see that.
Yeah, that's you know, I think it's hard for a lot of people to see that because of their faith. You know, you've got to have the faith to continue the works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to have faith in yourself and faith to know that what you're doing is good. I mean, all of that's important.
So true, so true. Well, as we wrap up for the day, you know, I mean, the call basically, you know, gave people a lot of good, you know, nuggets and tidbits and things they need to focus in on. And people, you know, hey, Sunday we have a great show that we're going to be doing. We're doing a YTB. This is your story show in which people will be sharing their stories, sharing their testimonies, and, you know, just letting people know that there's real people doing YTB, not make-believe people, not artificial people, not a bunch of people running around faking it till they make it, and all the other kind of smoke and mirrors and, you know, and all the kind of stuff that people think, you know, people do with some of these things and all of that, but real people doing real things, making real money, and really want people to tune in this Sunday. Any closing comments, Monty?
Well, folks, anybody that's out there, YTB is for real. Get on board so you can change your life. YTB is for real.
With that, hey, see y'all Sunday and tomorrow morning. Peace and blessings.